direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So glad that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are going this week to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, and looking at this very wonderful section on really a subject of marriage and the family, on the responsibilities of wives and husbands, and what a crucial subject to take up in our day, where we see a marriage is fragmented, divorce at all-time highs, really a lack of love on the part of the husband and the wife, and a total defection from the design that the Lord had given at creation. So I want to look at that this week with these things in mind, and again, provide us a way forward so that we might model exactly what the Lord desires of us. Husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and to show how that love is a transforming kind of love. Well, in Ephesians chapter 5, we read, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." Now we'll stop there. Well, today we begin this sort of sub-series in Ephesians on marriage and the family. And when we begin to look at this original design that God had given, we know that there is this desire in us given from very rooted in our nature, rooted in us, that we are built for companionship. Every young girl from the earliest age dreams of her wedding day. And every young man cannot wait for the day until he meets his bride and gives the words, "I do." People will tell every young couple, however, standing up in front of the church and making their vows, that the honeymoon period really is short-lived. Though at that moment, the only thing the couple knows is love, emotion, and sort of unconscious bliss, everyone seems to be quite moved by the wedding. It's an emotional time, a time of joy. And many of those attending remember the glory days, if you will. That's why we love weddings. It represents that which is pure. It represents that which is conflict-free. It represents that which we ultimately wish it would be: beautiful, radiant. We love the beautiful. But unfortunately and sadly, this bliss really is short-lived. And the reality of most marriages today are really not so blissful. As has been said by many pastors, particularly one, that it descends from this bliss into war. Marriage is often characterized by bickering, bitterness, discontent, separation, and ultimately divorce. And this pastor goes on to say that God has designed the marriage relationship to be one man and one woman for life, a perfect institution. But today, confronted with the real struggles that occur, most simply bail out. The other night, I sat at a wedding where a pastor admitted that even in the church, those whom he has married, at least 20% haven't made it. Make that, they say now, and in society, the general percentage is over 50. Most of the time, those affected by such ruin, such degradation, are searching for answers. And the world seeks to give its plan for marital success. I mean, this is what keeps Oprah and Dr. Phil going. The sad reality is, little hope is given. The divorce rates simply keep on climbing, and the process continues. Today, we have a real-life epidemic of divorce, really, that is treated now as something normal. Well, this week on Abounding Grace, I want to look at the biblical design for marriage and the family and ask, does it really provide answers? What is God's original design, especially in terms of the roles that God has provided for the husband and the wife? You see, I state up front that God has given, right out of Genesis, a beautiful submissive role that he designed so that the believer might not pattern themselves after the world's corruption and demonstrate what marriage is ultimately designed to reflect. This week on Abounding Grace, we consider the role of the woman. And here as a preacher, I find myself in a little bit of a challenge. We live in a day when feminism prevails, and even if in the church and other faithful churches around the world we would adamantly disagree with the ideals of feminism, the effects and the influences certainly have not left us untouched, especially regarding the marital relationship. Destruction of the old Christian culture is going well here in North America. There is, as one pastor once coined, the victory of the sexually liberated over abstinence, divorce over lifelong monogamy, women as breadwinners over women as homemakers, humankind over mankind, children's rights over parents, gay over straights, freedom over commitment, me over a we generation, immediate gratification over deferred gratification, lust over modesty, new history over patriotic history, government of the courts over government of the people, of the consensus of the people, postmodern over modernity, political correct speech over free speech, Eastern spirituality over Western spirituality, BCE/ACE over BC/AD. And the modern feminist movement has never been stronger. Feminism has sought to bring an end to God, the idea of a father's care for the family as being all but eliminated, and the foundational structure of patriarchy being wiped out right in front of us. It's as Hillary Clinton once said, liberating our child citizens from the empire of the father. Mother's Day and Father's Day have been wiped out in many places. And the motivation? Well, sadly, so many children now come from not families as God had originally designed it, male and female, but today, children are exposed to circumstances where they never see and never witness the nurture and care of a loving father and a loving mother. It is a tragic situation that has happened before us. And go back just 50 years ago. The model woman, just think about it, was June Cleaver or Harriet Nelson, and we all mock at those today. What was it a few years ago? The number one show on ABC ratings is Desperate Housewives. The title, so telling of the wickedness in the last days and the epitome of hatred to God. 50 years ago in this country, on the magazine cover, the mother was represented as a homemaker. An honorable role it was, one who delighted in modesty and preparing and being beautiful in the home. As Proverbs 31 describes, reading to the children and teaching them values and morals and being chaste in dress and a modesty that was prized. These pictures presented to us today are scorned. On the front of the magazine today is either a woman in a business suit, ready to leave the home, heading out into the working world to make money, or the woman in a bathing suit, tanned, and the emphasis all on the external, fueling lust in men. What a situation that is before us. Never have divorce rates, of course, been higher. We wonder, what are the consequences of all these things? And people get angry when we consider, look at the Christian home. I mean, look at the home today. Look at what's happened. It's now well above 50% of all marriages that will end in divorce. And today they say that 2 out of every 3 children are put into daycare or an institution because the woman is working. It's no wonder families are breaking up and children are dysfunctional. They've been completely deprived of seeing the man and woman function in the roles that God has set up from the beginning. Marriage is a foundational institution, of course. God had set it up at the beginning so that everything else in life would be built upon it. It is a building block, a foundational block of building in society. If it breaks down, the entire structure of society breaks down into moral bankruptcy. And that, my friends, is exactly what has happened. And faced with the fact that today marriage is under ferocious attack, I say, from the devil. James Boyce, a few years ago before his death, spoke of an alarming trend in his large church in Philadelphia. He says, "We've noticed in marriage and counseling situations over the past few years a pernicious attempt to justify divorce and remarriage on supposedly biblical grounds and constantly manipulated by the one who wants the divorce. Pastor after pastor telling the same story with the same scenarios. The family structure, as we know it, is crumbling right in front of us." Well, my friends, how did we get into this mess? Maybe the more important question should be, Lord, how do we get out of it? We will look at these important questions this week, but today on Abounding Grace, and in light of the text that we have before us, we have to say that any marital failure, any breakdown, even divorce, is an abandonment on some party, in some way, of the roles that God has given within the family as He ordained them from the beginning. We'll jump into this and answer these important questions today, hoping to provide a path forward that we can restore, praying to the Lord, the one who has control of our lives, to again take us back with great conviction to the design that He ordered at the beginning. Well, in Ephesians 5, verse 21, we read this very important verse that we are to submit to one another in the fear of God. And from this verse, the apostle launches into three ways this submission is evidenced and most honors the Lord. This morning, we consider the first of his exhortations, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." Now, what you'll notice here is that submission is the key focus. Submission is on his mind. The word, of course, is an interesting one. In the Greek, it's upotasso. And the word itself means to put in subjection, to obey, to be put under authority. It has the meaning of really falling in the right place in line. Now, I guess you have to qualify this. What we're speaking of here is the role of the woman. God has appointed a certain role, and it's not a role of tyranny. People hear of subjection today, and immediately they think of oppression, but nothing is farther from the truth. Paul views it as honorable when a woman fulfills the role God assigned her. It has nothing to do with being, but with assigned functional roles. Think of how beautiful the statement is. What does he say to begin with? "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." We're going to see this week that submission ultimately shows us the grand picture of Christ's love for his church. The church is submissive to him. He gave himself for her to make her beautiful and radiant and without spot. I pray this week that we would long to have marriages that reflect what marriage is to reflect, the love of Christ for his church. Abounding Grace Radio was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com or give us a call, 360-318-0429. So glad you've tuned in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you.